Imagine creating a TV commercial,
Right.
a really high quality TV commercial,
Yeah.
without needing to hire a whole production crew.
Wow.
Weeks of editing, all that.
Yeah.
That's the power of AI for small businesses
I
today.
know. It's amazing.
That's what we're going to be deep diving into today.
Sounds good.
We've got a bunch of recent articles, YouTube videos,
Okay.
all about how small businesses are actually using AI.
Awesome.
Not just like the what, but the how.
But practical stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Things
Everybody.
like, streamlining operations, getting better at customer service, like we just talked about. Even those TV commercials created in like minutes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So whether you're already using AI or just curious about it, we're gonna kind of unpack all of this
That's
so you
fair.
can see, how it might make your business life easier.
Hopefully more profitable
You're
too.
profitable, of course.
Yeah,
That's the goal.
that's the whole point. What I find really fascinating is just how quickly small businesses are embracing this whole AI thing. There was a Cox Business survey. They revealed just a massive surge in adoption just in the last year alone. Like two-thirds of small businesses invested in some kind of AI, and over half of them are planning to invest even more this year.
So they're seeing real results then.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're clearly seeing that AI, it's not just for, these big tech giants anymore.
Right, it's not just for Google and Microsoft and all that.
Exactly. It can be tailored to solve their unique challenges.
But it's not just about like replacing employees with robots,
Well,
right?
no, not at all.
Okay, good.
Both Cox Business and Hutton Construction, they're an architecture and construction firm. They're juggling something like 80 projects right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Crazy, right? But they both talk about using AI to free up their employees from all those, repetitive kind of boring
The
tasks.
things that bog everyone down.
Yeah, exactly. The things that, take up so much time and energy. And this lets their teams focus on more strategic creative work.
So it's a win-win, happier employees
Exactly.
and a more efficient business.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's get into some specifics.
Sure.
So Tana Hardwell,
Okay.
she owns Mamarazzi Communications.
Cute name.
Yeah,
So I like it.
she's in marketing and communications. She actually uses AI to handle more clients than she could before.
See, that's a perfect example of what we were just talking
All
about,
right.
AI handling those routine tasks. So Tana and her team can focus on the high-level stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. She also uses AI as a brainstorming partner
Wow.
for marketing ideas.
That's interesting.
She even mentioned using it to explain things to clients,
Okay.
like in a way that's super clear and helpful.
So it's like an extra team member almost. That's what's exciting about this whole thing. It's not just about, taking over tasks. It's about becoming a collaborative tool.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's not just her.
Huh?
Ben Hutton, the owner of Hutton Construction, and that firm we were just talking about,
Yeah.
he mentioned doing the same thing.
Really? Interesting.
Using AI to brainstorm and kind of refine ideas,
Okay.
especially in their architectural design studio.
So they're using it for the creative side of things too.
It shows how versatile AI can be.
Yeah.
You can apply it to so many different areas of a business,
Absolutely.
from design to marketing to even customer service.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of customer service, Cox Business, they're actually using AI in their call centers now.
How does that work?
Well, they use AI to analyze all of their customer interactions. It's like having, a superpowered assistant just listening in, identifying all the things that are causing customers the most trouble. Then they can, optimize their staffing, make sure they've got the right people in place to deal with those issues.
So they're proactively improving the customer experience
Exactly.
before things even escalate.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know you've probably heard this before, but it's worth repeating.
What's that?
AI can now generate
Oh, yeah.
TV commercials for businesses
I know.
in minutes.
It's crazy.
I know, it's almost unbelievable.
It is.
It's here.
It's real. The tech is here.
And it's not like,
Yep.
some gimmicky thing. This is professional quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was reading about Axios. They use AI to help people write really concise, impactful messages.
Like that.
They call it their smart brevity engine.
Clever.
I know, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But AI isn't just for, creative tasks. Right. I was reading about Dwayne Barnes.
President of RapidScale?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Cox business company.
Okay.
They specialize in AI.
Got it.
He told this really interesting story about using AI on a potato farm.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
The golf ball problem, right?
Yes, the golf ball problem.
It's such a great illustration of, like, AI's potential.
It really is.
So they were having all these issues with golf balls ending up in the potato harvest.
Not ideal.
No, not at all.
Not what you want, your mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was damaging equipment, slowing everything down.
Yeah, that's a pain.
So they used computer vision.
Okay.
Which basically allows a computer to, like, see and interpret images.
Right.
To train a machine to identify and reject the golf balls.
Smart.
Pretty clever, right?
Yeah.
It's a perfect example of how AI can be applied to, like, really specific, practical problems.
Totally.
Even in industries you wouldn't expect, like agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing similar things in fleet management.
Oh, yeah. Predictive maintenance, even public safety.
Wow. So many applications.
It feels like the possibilities are truly endless.
They really are.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I know some people listening are probably thinking, this sounds amazing, but AI seems so complicated.
Right.
Where do I even start?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And it's actually easier than you might think.
Okay, good.
All the experts we've looked at, they all emphasize the same thing.
Okay.
Don't be intimidated.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Especially for something like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Start small, experiment. Don't be afraid to just try things out.
Right.
There are so many tools out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them are even free.
Okay.
Or they offer free trials.
That's great, especially if you're not ready to, you know, make a big investment or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Dip your toes in the water first.
That's good advice.
And you don't need to be like a tech wizard or anything either.
Okay, that's good. I'm not.
Me neither.
Okay, good.
Remember how Tana and Ben use AI to brainstorm?
Yeah.
You can do the same thing.
Okay.
Think of AI as a partner.
Okay.
To help you, you know, explore ideas, find new solutions for your business.
Yeah.
It's about making the technology work for you.
It's like hiring a new employee though, right?
In a way, yeah.
You still got to train them
on
your specific business, your goals, your values.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You get the best results when you tailor AI.
Yeah.
To your unique needs and context.
Okay.
So let's get into some specific tools that are out there.
That's it.
So Deborah Darris.
Sure.
She's an SBDC advisor and an AI expert.
Okay.
She recommends ChatGPT-4.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that one.
The paid version.
Mm.
She specifies.
Okay.
As a really powerful and versatile tool for small businesses.
It's getting a lot of buzz, ChatGPT-4.
Oh, yeah. For good reason. It's
It
uses a type of artificial intelligence called natural language processing. Which basically means it can understand and generate human-like text.
So it can actually, like, write things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And this allows it to do some pretty incredible things.
Like what?
Well, ChatGPT-4 can help with a huge range of tasks.
Okay.
Like, it can help you write marketing plans, social media strategies, press releases, you name it.
It sounds almost too good to be true.
It's certainly a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more and more accessible to small businesses every day.
That's good.
Yeah.
Another great tool is Canva Magic.
Oh, yeah. I love Canva.
You probably know Canva. It's that graphic design platform.
Yeah. Yeah. I use it all the time.
They've actually incorporated AI features directly into their software.
Oh, wow. That's smart.
I know. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I use Canva all the time.
Me too.
So what can you do with Canva Magic?
All sorts of things.
Okay.
It can help you create visuals for your business, like presentations,
mm-hmm.
social media graphics.
Okay.
Even website designs. You can even use it to, like, generate design ideas based on your brand colors.
That'd be a huge time saver.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially if you're not a designer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it can also animate presentations.
Okay.
And translate content.
Wow. It sounds like Canva Magic is like putting a whole design team at your fingertips.
Pretty much. It really is a game changer for small businesses that don't have the resources to hire, you know, a full design team.
Right.
Yeah.
Deborah also recommends the app Curio.
Okay.
Especially for people who prefer learning by listening.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a great way to stay up to date on AI and other topics.
That's cool. I like that there are resources out there for, you know, different learning styles and preferences.
Exactly.
And it makes this whole AI thing
much
more accessible to a wider audience.
Yeah, and she also mentioned something called the GPT store.
Oh, yeah.
What's it? The GPT store is like It's like an app store for AI. You can find like pre-built AI solutions that are specifically designed to address, you know, various business needs.
So you don't have to build everything from scratch.
Exactly. That's a great option for businesses that want to, you know, get up and running quickly.
Makes sense.
So with all of these tools and resources available, it seems like AI is becoming more and more integrated into our lives.
It is, for sure.
Where do you see this all going in the future?
Well, it's definitely an exciting time to be watching this technology evolve.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fear out there about AI replacing jobs. But I think it's more nuanced than that.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, while it's true that AI will automate some tasks that are currently done by humans, I don't believe it means we're all going to be out of work.
So maybe it's not about AI taking our jobs, but rather changing what those jobs look like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
AI will create new jobs. And it will also change the skills needed for existing jobs.
So we need to kind of be proactive about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Invest in education, training.
For sure.
To prepare for these changes.
It's like any major technological shift.
Right.
You know, it disrupts certain industries.
Yeah.
But it also creates new opportunities.
Right.
It always has.
That's a good point. It's like the Industrial Revolution, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It led to job losses in some sectors, but it also created, you know, new industries, new jobs.
Really?
And ultimately, it led to like a higher standard of living for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So hopefully the same thing will happen with AI.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. That's a hopeful way to look at it.
I think so.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's about being prepared and, you know, embracing those changes that are coming.
So it's not about fearing the future.
Right.
But about shaping it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that. Going back to that Cox Business Survey for a second.
Okay.
They found that the most common way small businesses are using AI is for marketing and communications.
Interesting.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I guess it makes sense. Marketing is so important for any business, right?
Absolutely.
But it can be so time consuming.
Oh, it's a huge time suck.
Especially for, you know, smaller teams.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Marketing and communications are essential, but they can also require a lot of resources.
Yeah.
Especially for smaller businesses.
Right.
That might have limited staff.
Yeah.
So AI can step in to automate a lot of those tasks.
Okay.
Freeing up, you know, time and resources for other important things.
It's like having a whole marketing team.
Yeah, kind of for me.
Working behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
So for small businesses that are kind of just starting to explore AI, where would you recommend they begin?
Well, I'd say the first step is to, you know, really figure out what your biggest pain points are.
Okay.
What are the tasks that are taking up the most time?
Yeah.
Where could you be more efficient or effective?
Right.
Once you've identified those areas, then you can start looking at AI solutions that kind of address those specific needs.
It's like going to the doctor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect them to give you a prescription without figuring out what's wrong first.
Exactly. You need to diagnose the problem before you can find the right solution.
I like that.
And don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
There are so many like free or inexpensive AI tools available these days.
Okay.
Try it a few. See what works for you.
That's a good approach.
It's a low-risk way to learn and gain some experience.
That's good advice.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
Right.
There are resources available to help you.
Like, you know, those SBDCs we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. SBDCs.
Online communities.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, AI experts like Deborah.
That.
Speaking of Deborah, she had some great advice about using AI for brainstorming.
Oh, yeah.
She encourages businesses to kind of see AI as a partner in that process.
Okay.
Not a replacement for their own ideas.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's key.
Yeah.
AI can help you, you know, break out of your usual patterns.
Right.
Come up with fresh, innovative solutions that you might not have thought of on your own.
Right.
It's like having a digital brainstorming partner.
I like that. Yeah. He's always bringing new perspectives to the table.
Exactly.
We've talked a lot about, you know, specific use cases.
Yeah.
One that's getting a lot of attention is AI for customer service.
Yeah, that's a big one.
How are businesses using AI to, you know, create a better customer experience?
Well, we saw how Cox Business is using AI to, you know, analyze customer interactions.
Right.
But there are other applications as well.
Oh.
For instance, AI-powered chatbots.
Yeah, those are everywhere now.
They are. They can offer, 24/7 support.
Right.
Answer common questions,
mm-hmm.
which frees up human agents
okay.
to handle, more complex issues.
So it's like having a virtual assistant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's always available to help your customers,
yeah.
no matter what time it is.
Exactly, yeah.
And AI can, kind of personalize the experience in other ways too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It could be used to tailor, marketing messages,
mm-hmm.
product recommendations,
yeah.
Making customers feel more valued and understood.
So AI isn't just about, efficiency and automation.
Right.
It can actually strengthen customer relationships.
It can. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that.
That personal touch can build loyalty.
Yeah.
And a stronger connection between your business and your customers.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
We've also touched on, content creation.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about AI writing commercials, social media posts,
right.
even, articles like the ones we're discussing today.
Crazy, right.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah.
Do you think AI is going to replace human writers and content creators?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
It's a question a lot of people are asking.
Yeah.
And it's a complex one.
Right.
I don't think AI is going to, completely replace human writers and content creators.
Okay.
But I do think it will change the way they work.
How so?
Well, think of AI as a powerful tool
okay.
for generating ideas,
mm-hmm.
writing first drafts,
okay.
even, optimizing content for search engines.
So it becomes more of a collaboration
yeah.
than a competition.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
AI can handle some of the more routine aspects of content creation,
right.
which frees up human writers to focus on, what they do best.
The creative stuff.
Yeah. Bringing creativity.
But what are some of the, the risks that businesses should be aware of?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the potential downsides?
Well, as we mentioned, it's important to use AI responsibly and ethically.
Right.
We need to make sure AI is used in a way
yeah.
that benefits society as a whole.
Right.
And doesn't, create or reinforce any inequalities.
We want to make sure AI is a force for good in the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not a force for evil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, data privacy is crucial.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Huge.
Yeah.
Businesses need to be very thoughtful about the data they're putting into AI tools,
mm-hmm.
making sure, sensitive information is protected.
Right.
And used responsibly.
It's like choosing a bank.
Okay.
You wouldn't deposit your money in a bank
right.
that didn't have, a strong reputation for security.
Exactly. You need to be confident that the AI tools you're using
yeah.
are handling your data with, the same level of care and security.
Makes sense. One of the biggest concerns people have about AI
mm-hmm.
is that it will lead to job losses.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that fear is justified?
It's certainly a valid concern.
Yeah.
And one we need to be thinking about carefully
mm-hmm.
as AI becomes more advanced.
Yeah.
It's likely, some tasks that are currently done by humans
right.
will become automated.
Right.
However, I don't believe it means we're all going to be out of work.
Okay, so maybe it's not about AI taking our jobs.
Right.
But rather changing what those jobs look like.
Precisely. Yeah.
yeah.
AI will create new jobs.
Right.
And it will also change the skills needed for existing jobs.
So we need to kind of be proactive and invest
yeah.
in education and training
yeah.
to prepare for these changes.
It's like any major technological shift.
Right.
It disrupts certain industries,
yeah.
but also creates new opportunities. It's about,
yeah.
Being adaptable
yeah. mm-hmm.
and open to learning new skills.
So it's not about fearing the future, but about shaping it. Before we wrap up,
yeah.
I want to go back to something Tana Hardwell said
okay.
about using AI to keep her marketing fresh and innovative.
Right.
I think that's a key point.
Yeah.
A lot of small business owners might overlook.
I agree. AI isn't just about automation and efficiency.
Right.
It can also be a source of inspiration.
Yeah.
New ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It can help you think outside the box.
Yeah.
Come up with creative solutions
yeah.
that you might not have considered otherwise.
It's like having a brainstorming partner.
Right.
Who's always up on the latest trends and technologies.
Exactly. AI can help you stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Keep your business competitive.
So if you're a small business owner
mm-hmm.
and you're feeling a little stuck,
yeah.
AI might be just what you need to,
Yeah, to shake things
up. Just things up.
Get those creative juices flowing.
Get the creative juices flowing. I love it.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
What are some key takeaways that you hope listeners will remember from this deep dive?
Well, first and foremost, I hope listeners understand that AI, it's not some, you know, futuristic technology.
Right.
That's only for big corporations.
Yeah.
AI is here now.
Right.
And it's accessible to businesses of all sizes.
It's not science fiction anymore.
It's
a practical tool that can help businesses solve real world problems.
Exactly.
And secondly, I hope listeners will be inspired to experiment with AI.
Yeah.
See how it can benefit their businesses.
There are so many free or low-cost tools available.
Right.
So there's really no risk in trying them out.
It's like a free trial for the future of your business.
I like that.
Yeah.
And finally, I hope listeners will remember that AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it could be used in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to use AI responsibly and ethically.
We need to make sure that AI is used to benefit society as a whole.
Exactly.
Not just a select few.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so for our listeners who are ready to take action, what are some resources you would recommend?
Well, as we mentioned, SBDCs are a great resource for small businesses looking to learn more about AI.
Yeah.
They offer free consulting and training.
Okay.
They can help you find the right AI solutions for your business.
And don't forget Deborah Darris recommendations.
Right.
She suggested ChatGPT-4, Canva Magic, Cheerio, and the GPT Store.
Those are all great.
As great places to start exploring the world of AI.
They're excellent resources.
Yeah.
And there are many others out there as well.
Right.
A quick Google search will turn up a wealth of information.
Definitely.
On AI for small businesses.
And don't forget about online communities.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
There are many forums and groups where small business owners can, you know, connect with each other. Share their experiences with AI.
It's a great way to learn from others. And get support as you navigate this whole AI world.
Okay, so to wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Okay, I like it.
If AI can learn to distinguish between potatoes and golf balls,
right?
Imagine the possibilities it holds for solving the unique challenges your business faces.
It's a powerful thought.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to think about all the potential applications of AI.
Mm-hmm.
It can help us solve complex problems.
Yeah.
Create a better future.
Don't just listen. Take action.
Yes.
Explore those AI resources we've mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Start experimenting.
You might be surprised at the results.
You might be.
Yeah.
As Deborah Darris says, clarity is cash.
I love that quote.
And AI can be a powerful tool for gaining clarity and driving your business forward.
Well said.
So until next time.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Keep exploring.
Keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Couldn't agree more.